That's a really good question, and I think there are lots of answers to that. I mean, students now at university wouldn't have a problem picking up this. I think it's only in perhaps my generation of academic teachers at university who don't have a problem with these kind of materials. So the idea of low cultural popular material having nevertheless something to say, it is the case that it's only come through in the last 30 years. That's partly to do with how literature has been taught in universities, and partly to do with the dominance of people like F.R. Leavis and his wife Q.D. Leavis, who despised popular culture and saw it as an awful degradation, usually American degradation, of refined culture, so that really we should only be reading George Eliot, D.H. Lawrence, and the good bits of Dickens. Because Dickens was also considered, 50 or 60 years ago, as a popular author who shouldn't really be studied. So I think there is this kind of shift of a kind of cultural openness to it. Some people call that postmodernism, this sense of people beginning to have a much more levelled out hierarchy of taste, so that it's fine to like Keats and Bob Dylan at the same time. And it's also fine in 1897 to read miserable realist novels by George Gissing or Thomas Hardy, but at the same time also get a little bit of guilty kind of pleasure from Bram Stoker and Stevenson.